This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves. In this segment, we continue talking to our graduate assistant, Ahmad Dean. You may remember that we talked to him recently about how he came to America from his native country of Saudi Arabia. We're talking about some of the specific challenges he faced. And today, he focuses on some of the economic difficulties that he faced. What are some of the key financial differences that take place between the United States and Saudi Arabia, if you don't mind, please?
Actually, it's a good question. And let me mention that financials are one of the most important areas to be addressed because money is essential to the international student during his scientific journey. It's also one of the most difficult challenges facing international students in the United States of America. Certainly, every international student, I think, has his own story in the currency conversion, especially as the U.S. dollar is a high market value for many third world countries. Back to the question, on the Saudi side, the U.S. dollar is worth 3 Saudi riyals and 75 halala, almost up to 4 riyals when you buy this currency.
Wow. What's the toughest financial challenge that international students face when they come to America? I've always wondered what this was, and obviously you had experienced this challenge. Can you please tell us what that challenge was for you?
Yeah, actually, through my experience, the common issue that will face international students is difficult of the suspension of financial support, whether it be monthly or from family, or the suspension from the special support. This issue causes psychological pressure on the student, often affecting the performance of academic endeavors. In addition, it may be the main reason for the student not completing the student studies. And actually, this fact is very unfortunate.
How hard was it for you to be away from your family with a limited amount of money in a new country?
It's very hard to be away from your family because the other important issue that an international student who has if one visa, which means there is only one option to work, which is an on-campus job. And this is his or her only work. This opportunity is particularly difficult for a student who has been admitted to the university has been admitted to the United States based on career supporting after a certain period of study. So the international student has one place of business and one chance only. However, the only opportunity that will help the student in his financial balance is to choose the state and city in which will study and live, starting with his financial circumstances and the expected condition that will take place in the future.
You said you started off in Denver at first. So how did you choose to live in Jonesboro?
I have chosen to live in Jonesboro, Arkansas, after being admitted to the College of Liberal Arts and Communication here at Arkansas State University. Also, this option was also based on several criteria. These standards were based on the university courses that fit my requirements and the standards of living in the city that I live and move to.
Okay. And how has your experience been while you've been at Arkansas State?
I could say that my experience at Arkansas State University were two phases. The first stage was difficult and it was the starting stage. And the reason is that my financial support was suspended for 8 months. In addition to the pressure and the requirement, it was a very harsh period. And I spent all my money that was saved during the past year. And this amount reached 50,000 Saudi riyals, which equal $13,000. The second stage is a wonderful stage, and I hope it doesn't end. This stage is fantastic because the financial situation stabilized. Plus, I got a job as a graduate assistant. From the academic perspective, the result of the master program began to appear, which is exceed the courses with a high rate, in addition to participating in conference inside and outside the university. And finally, the involvement in activities and events within the university. I think I gained from this experience acquaintance with new friends in addition to the alignment of the knowledge and science. And these undoubtedly make your life full and renewed.
So how has university helped you face some of those challenges that you had, if you don't mind?
Actually, Arkansas State University helped me a lot, in particular faculty members. In fact, I would like to thank Dr. Jill Fowler, the director of the graduate study, because he didn't delay any support, either logistic, moral support, or academic support. In addition, the employment opportunities here at Arkansas State University was truly assist me, specifically in terms of the financial stability. So I see these are the most important assistance provided by the university. And I would like to say that choosing city with a least expensive standard of living will help the international jurist greatly in his academic performance and will ace the financial problem he or she will face.
That is KASU Graduate Assistant Ahmad Dean. We'll have another interview for you next week here on A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves.